Baba Khan in the mix on The Fix.
D98.7, The Way We Groove. Excited to bring this next guy on. His name is Zach Knight. He was performing live here in Toronto last night for Desi Fest. It was crazy with the weather, but my man persevered and did his thing. He's coming up next, right up after this. It's yours truly, Baba Khan, G98.7, The Way We Groove.
And there's no other way for me to show you.
Tumse milkar,
yeah. Never been the type to fall in love, but every time I see you, I'm alive. There's something in between us tonight. And I know you're probably sick and fed up of everybody wasting your time. So girl, let me be your way out tonight. I get weak between the knees, couldn't find a word to say then. I just wanna love you now. Baby, can't you see? See it on my lips, got me crying up with your name. I just wanna love you now. Oh baby,
tumse milkar,
why you gotta fight what you feel when there's clearly you need and can see? So forget what you heard and let go tonight. Oh babe, it may not be right, girl, at first, but they don't need to know about us. Just go with your gut and just be who you wanna be. And I don't know what it is about you.
G98.7, The Way We Groove, the one and only Zach Knight with Dide. And listen, we finally got him on the show. You've all wanted him on the show for a long time. We've got him on the show tonight. His first appearance on The Fix. He literally had to weather the storm last night for Desi Fest. It was insane, but the crowds came out to see him. So I got to welcome Zach Knight to the show into Toronto, Canada. And yo, Zach, man, how was it yesterday? It was crazy, right? Tell me about it.
Wow. Well, I just did my best. I did what I do. I performed, to, I don't know, 30,000 people.
Yeah.
And, it was quite an experience. I didn't realize how Toronto goes down.
Man, we tear it up down here in Toronto. We're a hotbed, man. We love our urban Desi fusion, our Desi hip hop. I think we really, really are on the cutting edge of music when it comes to this scene. And you got a taste of that last night, man. Rain or shine, man, they're coming out to see you because they're dedicated and they love what you do.
Absolutely. I mean, we actually had the set. We had stage time at 9 p.m. and then we changed it, and then we changed it again. We weren't even sure if we were actually going to perform, but they still stayed. They stuck in, and we got a couple of gifts at the end, and yeah, the support was unreal. This is my first time in Canada, so absolutely overwhelmed, man.
Well, good, man. You deserve it. You're one of those artists, man. I've known you for a while. You've really hustled and worked your way up this ladder, and I talk about that and I preach that because you have been from the bottom to the top, and you're continuing to grow as an artist. Now, let's talk about your career for a second. Do you think it's, is it hard work? Is it patience? Is it a bit of luck? Or is it a combination of everything? Let me know.
That's a very interesting question. I think it's a mixture of all of them that you mentioned. Luck. I was in the right place at the right time. And it's actually, the reason why I say it's mostly luck and obviously hard work is the fact that I actually, I was experimenting. You know, I come from a sort of more of a Western R&B sort of type background. I never really delved into the whole Asian fusion or, you know, the Bollywood or anything with ethnic sort of origin.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was experimenting on a project. I was producing, like you mentioned, on other people and other artists. And that's kind of how it came about. I started working with other producers. I made a record, which was then sent to India to a record label out there. And then they, you know, they offered me an exclusive contract deal for, as an artist, which I absolutely didn't even want at the time.
It's funny how you say you didn't want that, because I guess maybe, is it a combination of you being, like, I guess, out of your comfort zone doing the Bollywood thing? Or is it something that, you know, from your past experiences in the music industry, you didn't want to get tied down to another label?
Well, my thing has always been trying to be in creative control, always knowing the direction that I wanted to do. I always envisioned that I would do a certain type of music with maybe some ethnic fusion, but I always wanted to be in control. So I was told to do some sort of Bollywood remixes, and I don't know enough about that industry, about that world, to be able to fuse the two. So that was my first apprehension, and just really just having to conform to whatever works rather than just trying to do something different and innovative.
Well, you know what they say? They say that once you get out of your comfort zone, you really then start living. So would you say that happened here?
Absolutely. I actually fell in love with Bollywood music. I fell back in love with the music that I actually used to listen to when I was a kid and the music that my parents used to play. So actually, I think it was a blessing in disguise. And now when I go back and I work with, you know, lots of other artists and lots of mainstream artists, I have actually applied another... I'm learning from the greats. I'm learning from these Bollywood singers like Arijit Singh and Mohammed Irfan, and, you know, all these great singers, because they did things so differently. And I think now that extra little edge that I have is because of our influences.
Okay, so now you're in the Bollywood world doing the fusion track. Now, I know of you from the Western tracks. You really, really do your R&B thing, your production, your music, your lyrics. Now, are you going to stay in this genre? Do you think you're going to stay in this fusion genre? Or do you think, you know, is Zach Knight going to come back and do the Western thing and do what you kind of started out doing?
Absolutely. I'm going to come back to that. But what I'm going to do this time, and I always say this, like, I always had this idea of what I was going to do, and now I've realized that there's no point trying to plan what I'm going to do. I think just let the music speak for itself and let it dictate, let the fans decide, let the social networks be the channel where we can let the fans decide what kind of music I should do. But most importantly, try and bring back the fusion music, but do it in a tasteful manner. No one's really got, I feel like we're all trying to find the right balance.
Yep.
And get that Punjabi MC record back in the charts, back in the mainstream. You know, one of us, someone's going to find a way. But I think we need to continue doing the type of direction that we're going down right now to try and find the balance that's going to come back and start representing us as a community.
Okay, so listen, you've introduced yourself to a whole new audience right now, a mega audience that knows Zach Knight's loving Zach Knight for the fusion, the Bollywood, and all that stuff. Now, in any way, shape, or form, do you think that's going to hinder your career? Are you nervous about pursuing the Western element that we talk about and not giving the people what they like right now, what they're vibing? Do you think that's going to stall your career, or think that's going to affect you in any way, shape, or form?
You probably know the answer more than I do. So we're probably the first to break those barriers down and represent, you know. So, I mean, but my answer would really be that I think music has become so westernized and globalized now that, you know, music is just so, it transcends these cultures and languages. People don't even care sometimes what I'm even saying and the type of language. They don't even need to understand as long as they feel it, you know, on an empathetic level. So yeah, I think you probably know the answer better than I do.
Well, listen, as I produce for Culture Shock, and we've done it for years, and I continue to do it moving forward, that balance is always difficult. And I guess what I did is I always never believed that you just have to make it ethnic. I think you have to have proper elements of being ethnic enough to get your sound out there, and you can adapt the East to West balance.
That for it to actually work in the mainstream, it does have to have an ethnic element that ethnic people can identify with. It can't be diluted down. I feel like a lot of people are trying to literally just take one element and just add it in there as like a novel and have a novel impact.
Yeah.
Rather than just throw it in there and actually try and identify on a personal level with these people in sort of overseas.
Okay, so like in the mainstream right now, if you could choose to work with someone, who would it be?
Someone like Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
I think he didn't really try and do anything. I don't know what his earliest part of his career was, but he didn't really try and do anything ethnic or anything. He had some sort of, I think it was like Hawaiian roots or something.
Yeah.
But I feel like he kept that summer feel, that summer sound that he probably grew up listening to, and he just incorporated that and just made music, and you know, it worked clearly. But the main reason why I also always looked up to him was because he actually started out as a producer, composer, yes, as you probably know.
Yep.
He was behind so many hit songs, or a couple of hit songs. And so, you know, even when he tried to get a record deal, no one wanted to know. But he put the work in, and like you said, it was a bit of luck on his side as well.
Yeah, luck and talent, man, they go hand in hand sometimes in this music industry, and that's definitely worked out for himself and someone like you who's climbing the ladder of success for sure. So let's talk about your new single, Nakre. What's it all about?
That one was my first kind of original composition. We were very nervous to put it out, especially with the Indian label, because they haven't tried that yet with anyone in terms of on their roster. They haven't done anything from the UK point of view as an R&B Western kind of singer mixing with the fusion music. They never really envisioned me doing that. It was very difficult and it was very hard to convince them to believe in it. But once we put it out there, obviously the fans then, like I said, they helped to decide from the feedback. The idea with the song is hopefully to try and put out more originals and maybe a few more fusions. Because again, I don't want to be painted with the same brush or, you know, labeled.
Well, the track's doing well, sounds dope, and the video is dope as well. Let me ask you, was it hard doing the video for you? Was it a lot of work doing the acting thing and just the overall production of it?
But yeah, I mean, the video, like, you know, as you know, it's the hardest part. It's trying to match the song with the visual. I actually tried to do something a bit different. I started working with a new director from Houston. We shot it in Texas. And he comes from more sort of a film, TV, drama sort of angle. So I really wanted to try and, you know, maybe try and start acting a little bit in my videos and kind of get them involved with the story. And hopefully we're trying to do like a 3-part series. So that's the first part.
Okay, man. Well, look forward to that. So listen, I know we're talking about your new single, but what do you got on top? What do you got coming out next? Because I'm always about the exclusives, brother. So what's on top?
Got a new single coming. It's called Unite.
Okay.
And I was very, very lucky because I found out that we're getting a guy called Mohammed Irfan, one of the playback singers,
to basically
work on the record with me.
Nice.
It's like a remake of another record, but he's kind of re-singing certain parts and just getting more involved in the remix rather than just me getting sent vocals and then just making a version.
Well, listen, man, that means they're taking notice. So it goes without saying that, you know, you're doing the remixes, you're doing the fusion part, but now these huge playback singers are going to adjust so that they can make your remix better and re-sing choruses or verses for you. Means you're doing it the right way, man. So you continue to do that because that speaks volumes on your career. So listen, where's the social media? What is the social media people can hit you up on?
So come and, well, you can interact with me on Snapchat, and everyone's on that. I am Zach Knight. That's Z-A-C-K Knight. I am Zach Knight. And then the same thing on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. All right, man. So listen, thank you so much for doing this and coming on the show tonight. I do appreciate this. I know everybody in Toronto, Canada, across the globe is falling in love with you and enjoying your musical talent and your career. So best of luck, continued success. Definitely got to get you in studio soon. I know you're hectic. I know you're busy, but I do appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. I can't wait to be back and hopefully meet you in person this time.
For sure, man. Looking forward to it. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it. His brand new single, the one and only Zach Knight, Nakre, on The Fix, G98.7, The Way We Groove.
Show me things your lips can't explain. You got a body that I'm dying to discover.
ghost really on my mind.
Giving you the spice of the East and soul of the West. It's Fix in the Mix.